and welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Interview. Today we have a fabulous guy all across the pond, not even raining in England. I am shocked. That is awesome to hear. His film, One Voice, One Mic, Rise of the Podcast, Ben Gummery's in the house. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So how are you doing? Like, you must really love podcasts.
Yeah, well, I had a podcast in 2005. So I must have been about 14 or something. So that's been my journey with podcasts, really. So kind of very early days.
Hold on. We're not letting you off the hook that easily. How does a 14-year-old start his own podcast?
I don't know. I was probably spending too much time on my computer. And it's.
And what was your listenership? Who was listening to it besides mom and dad?
I don't know. It was like one of those. Do you remember the Google? You had the Google chat groups.
Oh God!
Which is going back a while.
Yes,
and Yahoo chat.
I was pre me 2005, so you're 4 years ahead of me starting.
Yeah.
So what did you talk about at 14? Like school, TV shows?
It was girls. I only ever did two episodes, I think, and it was about people that collaborated with music over the internet, and I played some clips from that, and I also played some clips from The Simpsons for some reason as well. But it's all gone, apart from the RSS feed is still up, which is kind of that's probably lucky for me that it's not still out there. But
so you can't get these episodes anymore.
Can't get these episodes, but you can find the web page.
Oh, that's upsetting, because I'm sure we need to find these episodes. You need to put them back out, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's nothing to do with your film. I was just interested. So this allow you to start filming a doc on podcasts? Where does that originate from?
Well, I have a film blog, a technology blog called Indie Mac User, where I review films. And I did an article a few years ago where I interviewed a whole bunch of different podcasters about why they were podcasting, what their podcast was, and things like that. And then a few years ago, a friend of mine in the States started a featured documentary about podcasts, and he asked me to film some interviews here for that. But that project never happened, so I had a few interviews on my hard drive doing nothing. So I said I would try and make it like a short documentary myself, and focusing on podcasts in the UK. We do have some international podcasts as well.
Okay, so that explains to me a lot. Well, we have people like the Doctor Who, Squee Guy, and Jamie Westwood. That's where those come from then.
Yeah.
Okay, so why did you decide on those two people?
There's some people that I knew, and then I had a call out on Twitter for people that wanted to take part. Because I filmed some interviews myself, and then we also had people I sent them questions, and they recorded themselves basically answering the questions. So I did the kind of ultra low budget documentary filmmaking with that,
I guess my question would be, being podcasters, I think we'd all be receptive to this because we're normally used to talking to people.
Yeah.
Did anybody tell you no?
Nobody told me no, but it's one thing to say that you're going to do something and then actually doing it. My initial list of people probably went down quite a bit to the people that are actually in the film.
Oh, wow.
I think I've got a good mix, but...
Well, let's go back to this.
There's a lot more podcasters out there than are in the film.
So you've sent this film out to me. Obviously, you found me and you found other podcasts. Did other people say no to you to listen to watch this film and do an interview with you, or is it just me?
I don't think anyone said no to me, but...
Have they followed through, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, so not everyone followed through that originally said they were going to be part of it, but that is the problem when you're relying on other people to... provide content.
So when you started making this film, you really hit me hard with the Kevin Smith and Joe Rogan podcast. I mean, you're starting at A level. These guys make money at this.
Yeah, but that's archive footage, so I didn't actually have to arrange an interview with them.
Yeah, I understood that, but was your post just to hammer at home that celebrities do this? Like,
The start of the film has all the archive footage in the start of the film, pretty much. And then it's, just everyday podcasts. Well, not everyday podcasts, lesser known podcasters And it's kind of, there is a message saying that anyone can start a podcast in theory. I don't know if it's a good idea for anyone to start a podcast, but it is an option that's out there.
Well, as Kevin Smith says, and you do point out the fact, all you got to do is show him Joe Rogan's archery room.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the thing. I mean, do a podcast because you want to do one. I think you're stating in your film that everybody should make one if that's what you want to do. It's not going to hurt anybody.
No.
I mean, my argument is it's better than going outside and doing drugs or going on a drinking binge 24/7. Do a podcast. Get these feelings off your chest. Do it about anything you want to do it. I think your film allows people to say that.
Yeah.
So, Leo Laporte, you seem to spend the king of the podcast, is what I called him, or maybe you did. He's the earliest podcaster you could find?
He's one of the first. I mean, it's probably, you could say, Adam Carolla. There's kind of a debate about who was actually first, but that is kind of the early days.
He doesn't seem to do too bad for himself when he ends his donation levels.
No, he actually makes, that's kind of what we say in the film, is he's someone that actually makes money from it. But for anyone to just start it and make money, it's not like you're suddenly going to start making money just because you have a podcast.
Well, you have an interview with James Westwood showing, and he's the guy who goes, I just do this for fun. And I guess I related myself to him a lot.
Yeah, I was really lucky to get him in the film. He kind of, pretty much everything that I wanted to say in the film, he just happened to say in the video he sent me. So that made it a lot easier, really.
So
and it's, go ahead. And it's just the passion is there, which is the main thing as well.
Do you wish you could have gone out and filmed more interviews then?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So is there going to be a follow-up to this film or nothing?
Well, my next film is a feature, and that is Kev Heads, which is a documentary I'm making about the fandom of Kevin Smith and also artists that were inspired by him.
Okay. Okay, why Kevin Smith? I mean, he's a very influential filmmaker at times. I mean, I do think his earlier stuff has done a lot more for his fandom than his later stuff.
Yeah.
So why Kevin Smith?
Well, it's not just the film so much as podcasts. Like, I could probably pull 100 podcasters that had started because he says to people, "You go out and do something, go out and make something, go out and start a podcast." Like me, making this film as well. But what? And there's people have met people through being fans of Kevin, and they have a street View Askew Street Hockey League with which they raise money for charity each year playing street hockey.
That I do know. They used to play in Brantford all the time.
Yeah, there's a whole range of different things I've discovered since I started researching for this.
Oh, look at you go. I want to discuss, how come we didn't spend more time on the podcast Bible magazine?
Oh, yeah, well, so this is something that started just early last year in the UK. So they have an actual paper magazine about podcasting that they hand out because it's still not everybody knows what a podcast is, or even if they've heard of it, they don't, you know, they're not, where do I start listening to podcasts? So they kind of feature different podcasts every week.
So were you just filming really cool. them, or they had do their own filming?
They had some footage already that I used from them. So that was also a really good advantage for me.
I got a question. When you watched that footage, you notice not everybody was taking the magazine. They just sort of walked by them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and for me, I'd be dying to get a copy. I'd be like, thank you so much. Like, I would be elated to receive that in walking down the street, opposed to the stuff yeah. I usually get. Because I wrote my notes, nobody's taking one. I'm like, I kind of finally thought it was upsetting. I always take the literature. So I guess my question is, in England, is that normal not take the literature?
I guess maybe they do suffer a bit from it. People think it's just like it's flyers or advertising or, you know, it's spam or something that people are handing out, which we have a lot of that here for people flyering. But
I want to discuss your musical choices in this film.
Okay.
They sound a little bit tinny at times, I guess. Was it just you're using the basics on this? Like you didn't seem to put...
I wanted kind of like an electronic feel, so my composer, Matt, he's used a lot of kind of 8-bit type sounds, uh-huh. So maybe it does sound a bit like that. It is kind of on purpose.
Okay. I wanted to know, because I'm like, what's he going for? Because I thought it was like those 80s computer games.
That is sort of the influence, because it's like technology, but it's...
Okay.
But it's...
So really in the thing, you could promote podcasts can be a hobby or as a business. Do you really feel that way?
I do feel that way, but I think there's a lot of misconceptions about it. So basically in the film, we have three different opinions offered. So there's someone that's making millions of pounds every year from doing it. And we have someone that has a Patreon where people, the listeners, support it, but it's much smaller, but the listeners support it. And then we have someone that doesn't make money from their podcast, but they just do it for doing it and for other benefits that come through podcasting. So I think that's a nice way to look at it, really.
Now, could you relate to that being a filmmaker? In the sense that, I mean, you made this documentary film. I mean, I don't think you're going to make money on this.
No, but there's not much money in documentaries unless you're very lucky. But
that's what I was thinking, but I don't know. Like I said, I mean, you're probably sending it to film festivals.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So you're out of pocket. So would you presume that podcasting and documentary filmmaking on the base level are very similar?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of it like that, but there's a similarity. In fact, it's probably even easier to start a podcast than it is to start making films even today, although it's a lot easier now to make films than it was maybe even 10 years ago.
I would agree with that, because iPhones do help.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, I mean, you do discuss there's 1 billion podcasts. There must be 1 billion short films, I would argue. How do you separate your film from them to get noticed?
Well, I guess we have people in here that you're probably not going to see in any other film because you've never heard of them.
That's true.
And we have kind of their personal views in the film. And it's my kind of person. It's all kind of goes through me as well as the filmmaker.
So do you plan on touring with the film?
Well, we have applied to a few festivals, so hopefully it will play there before we release. And then on International Podcast Day, we'll be on 30th of September, it will be on Amazon Prime and possibly some other places.
Well, that's good. I mean, that is a good start for you. I mean, I think that will work and stuff to promote it. I mean, I find that your short film and stuff like this, it's hard to promote these things. And I think you do express that in your film also. So I was wishing your film would be a little bit longer. Did you have more footage, or is this all I got to see?
No, I've used pretty much all of the footage. I mean, I've used everything. Everyone that sent me something is in the film, and I mean, I've cut it back quite a bit. But yeah, I could have done with more footage possibly to make it longer. But then the problem with short films is some festivals, they'd rather show five-minute films than one 20-minute film, you know, it's programming-wise. So it might even be too long.
Wow. Did you ever think while you were making the film to show how to make a podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I did think about that, but then that would make it even longer if I went to go with that angle. I'm more kind of showing where the state of podcasting and where it's going. I kind of assume you have like a basic knowledge of podcasts maybe in the film, but in terms of how it actually gets made and how you distribute it. Though we do talk about like recording on a phone or with a computer a little bit in the film as well.
Where do you think podcasts are going?
I don't know. Recently, there's a lot of celebrities will just start having a podcast, and it's kind of exploding a bit. So I'm not sure if it's going to keep growing or if it's going to kind of plateau now.
So, I mean, I guess the same argument is with indie filmmaking. I find indie filmmaking has been taking off in the last 5 years, I would say, that more and more people are releasing films here and there. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a time it was the studio films, they took over and kind of, you know, made it quite hard for indie film. But now the opposite's kind of happening.
Well, that's good.
If you want original stories, you kind of have to look for an indie film now anyway.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. So I guess what I'm going to say here is, do you see a compendium to this? I mean, I know you're doing the piece on the full-length feature on Kevin Smith, but do you see a follow-up to Rise of the Podcast, or is this going to be it for this topic?
You never know. No, I mean, I could definitely make a better version of this in the future and see where things have developed, and that would be quite interesting to do.
So I guess if your film does well on Amazon Prime, you're going to do a follow-up, I would say.
Yeah.
I think that's your next logical step. So are we going to see a return to your podcast at some point?
You never know, but I've kind of just been in the phase of listening to podcasts. Like, I have been a guest on quite a few podcasts, but I'm always more in the listener space. So I guess that makes it better for me to make the film about it, because I was not actually making a podcast, but I have done in the past.
So since you've made a film on podcasts, you seem to listen to a lot of podcasts, how does it feel to be a guest as opposed to being the host?
Well, I kind of almost prefer to be the guest, because then it's not, you don't have the pressure of running the show and editing it and all that kind of thing. You just kind of turn up and you talk.
Okay. I have no more questions for you. I apologize. It's only like a 22-minute film. So, I mean, I think we've done pretty good.
Yeah.
So let's discuss some fun questions, because I'm sure you've come for just for these.
Yes.
Favorite film?
Clerks.
Ah, I have no complaints. When did you first see Clerks?
Well, I was recommended it by someone. I watched Dogma before, and I didn't realize that it was like a universe of characters. And so then I saw Clerks. I said, hey, those guys were in Dogma as well. And then I kind of fell down the well of Kevin's films, and then I listened to Kevin's podcasts.
Have you seen?
And obviously, I'm a huge fan now of all of everything he does. But
have you seen Tusk?
I have seen Tusk, yeah.
And?
I enjoyed it, but I understand not everyone will. It's a very hard film to watch for some people.
Yoga Hosers?
That one is probably not his best film. I enjoy it, but it is more kind of lighthearted, that one.
Okay. So I've seen every Kevin Smith film, so we're good. Your favorite pub, because you're English? No choice.
Okay, this is controversial. I'll say Wetherspoons.
Fair enough. Favorite drink at the pub?
Cider.
Oh, look at that. English people love cider. I'm discovering this more and more. I have to ask you your favorite podcast, and you don't have to mention mine. Don't worry.
Okay, Hollywood Babylon.
Oh, wow. You are like a true Kevin Smith fan.
Yeah.
So, Hollywood Babylon. Okay, let's get into this for a couple of minutes. Do you like the end segment of Hollywood Babylon?
Well, it's probably a little bit controversial now with the whole Liam Neeson angle of it, but I do enjoy it, but it's a bit more kind of like ironic now.
Yeah, I've stopped listening to the last few minutes of that. I can't listen to it. I don't care. And I mean, I find the Germans are getting a little, okay, I've had enough of them. I'm getting to the point, it's almost off my radar.
Yeah, I can understand that. It has been the same segments for a long time.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for your time. You were awesome, and have a great rest of your day.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.